KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 100. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows of aloft around 68. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 75. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 90.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry, well, traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal, with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Jeremy Cox, 22, of Augusta, was found dead off of a Elk City hiking trail on Saturday. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, at 6:07 p.m., they, along with Elk City Rural Fire, Independence Fire and EMS, and Kansas Wildlife Parks officers, were dispatched to the Elk City hiking trail in reference to a man now identified as Cox who had gone missing while on the trail. Upon arrival at the scene, deputies contacted a witness that was with Cox and told them the last time he saw Cox was at mile marker 13 on the trail. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office does not suspect foul play and suspects that Cox's death could be heat-related. An investigation is still ongoing. A 16-year-old student at Stafford High School died Monday morning after his car hit a tree. The Kansas Highway Patrol says that Shane Sheets of St. John was headed east in the 100 block of Northeast 20th Street around 7:30 in the morning when his car went into a ditch and hit the tree. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Sean Parcells, the man convicted of performing illegal autopsies, will spend more than 5 years in prison for wire fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas says Sean Lynn Parcells, 42, of Topeka, was sentenced to 69 months in prison for a wire fraud scheme. Court records indicate that in July 2016, Parcells was the owner of National Autopsy Services, LLC. Court documents note that between May of 2016 and May of 2019, Parcells used NAS to gather fees from more than 350 clients for a total of $1.166 million. In many cases, Parcells failed to provide an authentic completed report. Monday morning, the Shawnee County Commission approved an $800,000 project to build new campsites at Lake Shawnee. The area is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Construction will start this week. The goal of finishing the project is May of 2023. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Crete Police Department released the name of a 34-year-old man who died after a skydiving accident, which occurred at the Crete Airport on Thursday. According to officials, the deceased name is 34-year-old William Seal of St. Petersburg, Florida. According to witnesses, a pair of skydivers conducted a tandem jump late Thursday afternoon. They exited the aircraft operated by Skydive Atlas LLC, and the parachute functioned properly, fully deploying. For unknown reasons, the pair did not sufficiently slow their descent as they approach the ground. The experienced parachutist, identified as 56-year-old Romulo Suarez of Crete, survived. Trailers carrying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of meat were stolen over the weekend. According to Captain Jim Deering, the incidents happened at the cold storage facility near McCain Foods in the 200 block of Robert Street in Grand Island. The department does have some video surveillance footage that they are examining. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve a resolution to enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million in principal to finance a portion of the cost of a new law enforcement center and jail, with the estimated cost of the project not to exceed $12 million. That notice to be published for two consecutive weeks. Approval was also given for contracts with Kutak Rock, a special counsel, in the amount of $35,000, and Stiefel Nicholas & Company as financial advisor in the amount of $29,500. A motion was approved to reimburse Marshall County $318,000 from the American Rescue Plan funds as payroll reimbursement for the recent premium pay supplement. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day Monday netted well over $74,000 in contributions, with 374 gifts toward 20 local nonprofit causes and organizations, which combined with $16,000 matching funds this year brings the total to over $100,000. The Marshall County Fair generated $18,500 from 20 donors, while the Blue Rapids Museum and Historical Society raised over $10,000. Rounding out the top five were the Blue Rapids Library, Prospect Hill Cemetery Association, and Alcove Spring Funds, with contributions topping $7,000 each. Top number of gifts were Prospect Hill with 52 and the library with 51. Final contribution totals will likely increase with mail-ins still coming in. The leaderboard and details on the effort are online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. And Zita Dunzing will be a guest on our public affairs program on KNDY this Saturday morning as she talks more about the annual event. Football homecomings were held Friday at Valley Heights, Lynn, and Southern High Schools. Valley Heights King and Queen are Caden Parker and Kaylee Scala. Mustangs fell to Troy 55-6. At Lynn, the King and Queen are Ryan Stunkel and Megan Beyer. Bulldogs fell to Washington County 46-0. And at Southern High, homecoming King and Queen are Austin Forney and Sally Cooper. Raiders fell to Johnson County Central 38-12. Gay Frazee of Summerfield has been named interim principal of the Axtell Schools, replacing Alana Seddon, who resigned last week. Frazee, who is retired, had previously taught family and consumer sciences at Marysville High School. Last Monday, the Washington Fire Department was dispatched to the corncob mill west of Washington for a report of a fire. And last Friday, the Greenlee Fire Department was dispatched for a vehicle on fire at 2531 15th Road. Last Tuesday, Washington County authorities initiated a traffic stop in Greenleaf at 312 Pine Street. As a result, two arrests were made. Jessica Stanbaugh of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of driving while suspended, possession of methamphetamine, transporting open container, possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and failure to signal. James Cody Stanbaugh of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of possession of methamphetamine and marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, transporting open container, and interference with law enforcement. The two are held on $5,000 bond each at the Washington County Jail. Stephen E. Hurt, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. A funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Hurt.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and well above average today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Temperatures will start to shift overnight as a large cold front starts to move through the region. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the mid-50s and lower 70s. Staying cooler throughout the northern portion of the state throughout Wednesday, a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the lower 60s and upper 90s. These showers may continue throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Temperatures will then stay much cooler throughout the state on Thursday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. And still a very slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Temperatures will start to warm up throughout the day on Friday, some rain showers in the morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 90s. And temperatures will then stay more average throughout the weekend with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 90s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 80, record high on this date 98, the average low 56, and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:28, sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
Some of your garden's greatest glory may be yet to come. A look at the ornamentals of autumn on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 20th, the 263rd day of the year. Actress Sophia Loren was born on this day. Fall blooming perennials can be a slam dunk for your garden, providing color interest long after everything else has gone brown. A few favorites are toad lilies with their large orchid-like petals or the large red, pink, or white blossoms of Japanese anemones. Goldenrod adds great fall interest, transitioning from golden yellow to fluffy white, then golden brown. And if you're feeling especially bold, try some Joe Pye weed. It grows up to 7 feet high, which blooms up to 10 inches in diameter. The dried flowers and stalks can also stay in the garden through winter, providing a feeding place for birds. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay Jr. has been suspended due to a January domestic violence arrest. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported on Twitter Monday afternoon that the NFL suspended Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay Jr. for 4 games without pay for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Rappaport indicated that Gay will be eligible to return to the Chiefs roster on Monday, October 17th, after the team's Week 6 game against Buffalo. Starting the season with 3 victories, 2 against nationally ranked opponents, the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons remain number 2 in the latest NJCAA Division I football rankings released on Monday. Hutchinson does hit the road for its Jayhawk Conference opener on Saturday, opening the season at Coffeyville. The Blue Dragons and Red Ravens kick off at 7 o'clock Saturday at Coffeyville's Veterans Memorial Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
K-State football fans can prepare for a breakfast tailgate at the next home game. The Big 12 Conference announced that the K-State Texas Tech game will kick off at 11 a.m. on October 1st. The game will be streamed on ESPN+. KU will host Iowa State for a 2:30 kickoff. That game will be shown on ESPN2 or ESPNU. And speaking of KU, KU quarterback Jalen Daniels is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Daniels led the Jayhawks to a 3-0 record for the first time since 2009 with a 48-30 win at Houston. He completed 14-23 passes for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns, while rushing 12 times for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Daniels' 5-score performance was the first of his career with multiple passing and rushing TDs. He became the first Jayhawk since Todd Reesing in 2009 to throw and rush for 2-plus touchdowns in the same game. The Jayhawks host Duke on Saturday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL. Check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. This month, we celebrate the live oak, a historic specimen planted in 1910 in Dallas, Texas, that has a 140 feet spread. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll recognize this oak by its wide-spreading canopy. The low, sweeping branches are often home for Spanish moss. Live oak is long-lived, salt-tolerant, and requires minimal maintenance. Hardy in zone 7, possibly 8 to 10, live oak is native from Virginia, south to Florida, and west to Oklahoma, down to Texas and into Mexico. This majestic tree grows 40 to 80 feet tall and 60 to 100 feet wide. Live oak is used as a specimen and shade tree on large estates, golf courses, and parks. You'll enjoy the tree's beauty and visiting songbirds, quail, turkeys, and squirrels that visit to dine on the acorns. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
It takes a boat or seaplane to get to this national park. Those who make the journey are rewarded with a place like none other, a remote forested island surrounded with a rich history and a plethora of shipwrecks that may be explored. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Isle Royale National Park is in Lake Superior. The archipelago is about 20 miles from the Minnesota shore and 50 miles from the Keweenaw Peninsula of Michigan. There's evidence of shallow pit mining of copper about 4,500 years ago. The mineral was still being mined here in the 19th century.
People started mining copper here seriously in the 1840s. It coincided with the first real mineral boom in the United States over in the Keweenaw Peninsula. A lot of the folks that were coming to Isle Royale were coming from the Keweenaw Peninsula, Michigan, out here.
Lucas Westcott shares the story from Isle Royale National Park. The last copper mines folded in the 1890s, but people who came here noticed the beauty of the place.
The resort era really dawned at Isle Royale right around 1890 or so. There was a cabin that was built on an island just here in Washington Harbor, the Johns Hotel, that was the first resort on Isle Royale. And resort is, you know, it was rough accommodations.
Visitors to the island and the resort came by boat.
And sometimes the treacherous waters of Lake Superior claim those ships.
There's 10 shipwrecks that are scattered around Isle Royale. One of the more prominent ones that ties to the resort area is the Wreck of the America, which is here in Washington Harbor on the west end of Isle Royale. It was the lifeblood of the island for quite a long time, bringing people to resorts and also hauling fish for commercial fisheries.
Those shipwrecks make this a haven for scuba explorers.
It takes a certain kind of diver to want to come here because the water is really, really cold. So it's pretty much dry suit diving, but for those people that are willing to do that, this is a pretty remarkable place to dive. There's a wide variety of kinds of wrecks. They're in various states, so there's some that you can swim inside of and some that are just debris fields.
The water is clear but cold, with a year-round average temperature of just 39 degrees. Traveling the countryside at Isle Royale National Park in Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you essentially are plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Did you ever think it would take forever to grow up and be an adult? And then before you knew it, you were graduating from high school and then college? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, retirement can be like that too. It seems a long way off. But if you're not ready for it, you could be taken by surprise. So, what's the best way to prepare for retirement? Well, you can start with your goals. Do you have hobbies or interests you'll want to pursue? Do you still want to work? How much will you need for housing, medical care, other necessities? And don't forget to ask God what He has in mind for your later years. There can be lots of questions when it comes to preparing for retirement, and a financial professional is a great resource to help you think through planning for those later years, so you'll have enough for yourself, your family, and to share with others. So if you aren't prepared for retirement, start now. It'll give you the financial clarity you need to live a meaningful and grateful life.
Staying safe as farm equipment and motorists share the roadways today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. There are times when farm machinery has to be on a public roadway, and that can be a recipe for trouble. Marizen Ramirez of the University of Minnesota School of Public Health was a co-author of a recent paper on the subject.
In farmers and agriculture specifically, we know that transportation is one of those important hazards that we as a public health community must face.
Ramirez says there are plenty of reasons why farm equipment and passenger vehicles don't play well together.
Uncontrolled speed, there's lack of traffic controls, and you also don't see divided lanes or highways. So often these conditions really lead to an increased risk for crashing on roadways.
Ramirez says crashes involving farm vehicles on the road tend to have a higher rate of fatalities and injuries.
We're wanting to think about prevention efforts where farmers and other roadway users can use safe driving strategies, safe vehicle operating strategies, in order to create a safe roadway environment for everyone.
Ramirez appeared on a Farm Safe podcast produced by the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health at the University of Iowa. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Washington County Public Works is hiring a shop foreman, diesel mechanic, and two truck drivers. Starting wage for the shop foreman, diesel mechanic, $18.90 per hour. Truck driver starting wage, $16.13 per hour. Both positions could be higher with experience. Both must have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brake and tank endorsement. Employer-paid life insurance with competitive health and dental insurance. Position open until filled. Contact Washington Public Works at 785-325-2318.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Alfalfa can help corn growers, according to Randy Welch of Winfield United. Corn-on-corn planting practices deplete nitrogen, but considering alfalfa, especially in dairy country, can help.
The value of that alfalfa is huge, and it produces probably somewhere between 120, maybe 140 units of nitrogen per rotation. Granted, the alfalfa has to be there for 3 years to get that credit, but you would have the chance to raise that 120 to 140 units of nitrogen, which would supply most of the nitrogen needed for our corn production the following year. And certainly if you're in a livestock farm where you put a dose of manure on there, you've got all the nitrogen that corn crop needs to produce a beautiful crop of corn, either for corn grain or for corn silage.
Welch says you can get nitrogen from alfalfa, not just the following year, but the year after that.
You actually produce some of that alfalfa, that nitrogen comes out of that alfalfa, even a year later. So 2 years later, you're still pulling out somewhere between 30 to maybe 50 units of nitrogen even the following year. So the value of this alfalfa to a corn crop is huge. So if you're really raising any other grass crop, wheat would be included in this comment as well. But you've got a lot of nitrogen that's being produced by that alfalfa crop that's really a salvage value that no one really talks about.
Ed Welch says crop rotation using alfalfa can break the cycle of corn rootworm.
Crop rotation is very important to crop management, because if we can break that insect cycle or that disease cycle, then we have, you know, a healthier crop and a better outcome for that crop. We have a lot of very, very high rootworm populations in our corn this year, and that means that we're going to have more risk of rootworm lodging next year, or we have to plan for systems, both plant genetics and also insecticides, to control that rootworm population. Now, one of the ways you can control rootworms is to rotate to another crop. In the case of alfalfa, rootworms will not be hosted in alfalfa, so it's a great way to control rootworms is to rotate to alfalfa.
You
were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500, 0.98% APR available on select new and certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire.
HPN is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agriculture innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
You want to rent land and someone has just what you're looking for. But where do you start? Bone up on your resume on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
The competition for rental acreage is increasing. Established farmers want access to more land so they can expand their operation. Or maybe someone just beginning their farming career needs rental land to get their business started. In both cases, even though you'll pay rent, you're basically asking someone to hire you to farm their valuable ground. Ask yourself, why should this person hire me? Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says walking up to someone's door and just saying you'd like to farm their land may not be the best way to convince them. Instead, hand this person your resume. This one-page summary should answer the questions that a landowner would want to know.
A little bit about who you are, your family background, your history in agriculture, business, farming, things like that. How about education? You have a bachelor's degree in agriculture, but it also could be, let's go back to high school or the technical or community college. What have you done in ag-related work or other kinds of business decision-making?
Just like with any job application, who could vouch for you? Be sure to include references.
And it might be something as early as doing chores for a neighbor, some other kinds of work that showed that you were able to work independently, make good decisions, that you worked honestly, that people could trust you. And you pick two or three of who the top references are that you would have and include them as a contact.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for writing a farm resume at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Right now, corn up 13 and a quarter, 691 and a half. March corn up 12 and three quarters at 696 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December up 47 and three quarters at 957 and a half. March Kansas City wheat up 46 and a half at 954 and a half. Oats for December up 10 and three quarters at 413. March oats up four and a quarter at 409 and a quarter. Looking at soybeans for November up 19 and a half at 1480 three quarters. Soybeans for January up 19 at 1486 and a quarter. Cotton for October down $2.88 at 94.66. Cotton for December down $2.18 at 93.86. Live cattle for October up 55 cents per 100 at 146.27 and a half. Live cattle for December up 65 cents at 151.55. Feeder cattle for September down 90 cents at 179 and a nickel. Feeder cattle for October down $1.55 at 180.75. Crude oil for October down $1.73 at $84. Crude oil for November down $1.71 at 83.65. Gold for October down $3.60 at $16.64. Gold for December down $3.90 at $16.74.30. Silver for September down 15 cents at $19.11. Silver for December down 13 cents at $19.25. Stock market very quickly. Dow Jones down 405. S&P down 51. NASDAQ down 103. Trading at 11,921. I'm Jeff Aiken on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the teen parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealers.
For more than 30 years now, Kansas State University researchers have been exploring the role of bison in the biodiversity of the Kansas Prairie. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State professors of biology, Zach Radizak and Jesse Nippert, share the origins of this research and the outcomes so far.
Kansas Prairie is a research site that's been running for, depending on how you count it, 40 to 50 years here in eastern Kansas. And it was initially founded to perform a landscape scale experiment to understand how fire and large grazers shape this ecosystem. So it's been going on with different fire manipulations and grazer manipulations for 30 to 40 years now. And one of the big goals is to understand how this ecosystem functions over very long time scales and at very large scales. What we found is that in Tallgrass Prairie, it's one of the more productive Great Plains grasslands, and we have a handful of species that, in the absence of any large animal, become very dominant, in particular big bluestem. Bison are actually very good at consuming this specific species and other dominant grasses in very large quantities. And what that does is it leaves more room and resources for other species to become established. Tallgrass Prairie is not a system that changes very quickly, so what we saw was actually increases in plant species diversity initially, but they've continued to happen now for 30 years.
Jesse Nippert explains the history of bison in Kansas and their reintroduction to the Kansas Prairie.
So the extirpation of bison in Kansas took place over a long period of time, predominantly in the 1860s, 1870s, and 1880s. The last record of bison in the Manhattan area was in the mid-1880s. One wandered into town and was shot. And when they were released back onto the Kansas Prairie in the mid-1980s, they'd been gone for nearly 100 years from this area.
Sharing research results, Zach Radizak goes on to highlight the similarities between cattle and bison and explain the role of cattle as a replacement for bison.
There's definitely some similarities, which we were expecting. I mean, they're both large grazers. They're both ruminants. And so what we see so far is that cattle, like bison, decrease the abundance of these dominant grasses, but not quite as much as bison. And that seems to be part of the reason that they also don't increase plant species diversity quite as much. So they're still having a very positive effect. It's just a slightly different magnitude. And we should include an important caveat that the experiment, much like real-life management in Kansas, has both different species, so bison versus cattle, and slightly different management of the two animals. So the bison are present year-round, whereas the cattle graze intensively at higher densities during the summer, and those areas rest during the winter. We think most of the differences are due to the animals themselves, but there's definitely future work to be done to also pinpoint the effects of different types of management as well.
That was Zach Radizak and Jesse Nippert, K-State professors of biology, sharing on the biodiversity research on bison in the Kansas Prairie. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
one of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.